Once upon a time, there were three little pigs. One day, their mother said, "You are big now. It is time for you to go and make your own house." So off went the three little pigs. The first little pig made his house of straw. The second little pig made his house of sticks. But the third little pig working all day and made his house of bricks. When the sun went down, the brick house was ready to live in. The next day, a big bad wolf came out of the forest. He saw the house made of straw. He looked in the window. Little pig, let me come in," he called. "No, no," cried the first little pig. "Don't, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin. I will not let you in. Then I will huff and I will puff and I will blow your house in," said the big bad wolf. So he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in. The first little pig ran as fast as he could to the house made of sticks. "Help," he cried, "let me in. The big bad wolf is coming." The wolf looks in the window. Little pigs, let me come in," he called. "No, no," cried the second little pig. "Don't bite the hair on my chinny chin chin. I will not let you in." So the wolf huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in. The two little pigs ran as fast as they could to the house made of bricks. "Help," they cried, "let us in. The big bad wolf is coming." They ran inside, and the third little pig locked the door. Very soon, the big bad wolf came to the house made of bricks. He looked in the window. Little pigs, let me come in," he called. "No, no," cried the third little pig. "Don't bite the hair on my chinny chin chin. I will not let you in." So the wolf huffed and he puffed and he huffed and he puffed, but he could not blow the house in. Then the big bad wolf jumped up onto the roof. He started to clap down the chimney, but the third little pig was ready for the wolf. He had a big pot of hot water on the fire. He took off the lamp just in time. The big bad wolf fell down the chimney and into the pot. And that was the end of Big Bad Wolf.